We're 17 months from the time for choosing. The stakes for America's future are about as great as they come. Our prosperity and our security are in the balance. So is opportunity in this nation where every life matters and everyone has the right to rise.
Well, Jeb Bush, the former governor of Florida and the brother of George W. Bush, has in just the last few minutes formally thrown his hat into the race for the American presidency. He joins a crowded Republican field and faces tough opposition in his battle to win the party's presidential nomination. Speaking at a packed house at Miami-Dade College in his adopted hometown, Mr. Bush spoke out against the Obama administration.
They've offered a progressive agenda that includes everything but progress. They're responsible for the slowest economic recovery ever, the biggest debt increases ever, a massive tax increase on the middle class, the relentless buildup of the regulatory state, and the swift, mindless drawdown of a military that was generations in the making.
Well, our Florida correspondent is Steve Mort. Hi there, Steve. Let's just talk about the announcement itself. Certainly looking at the pictures of it, it looks like your classic all-American presidential start.
Yes, it does. This was really a chance for Jeb Bush to kind of, if you like, kickstart his campaign. Although this was really the official launch, it's been assumed for many months that Jeb Bush would indeed jump into the presidential pool, if you like. But of course, over the last few months, he's lost some momentum to other challengers. For example, Marco Rubio, a fellow Floridian, Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. So he's got some catching up to do, and this was basically his big chance to do that.
There's no getting away from that surname, though, is there, Bush? Is there going to be a help there or a hindrance, do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be something of a blessing and a curse. In terms of the Bush name, you know, Jeb Bush has struggled somewhat to try to separate himself from the legacy of both his father and his brother, but primarily his brother, who led that very unpopular war in Iraq. And just recently, within the last few weeks, Bush has struggled to answer questions about how he would have handled a situation with Iraq had he been president at that time. In fact, his new campaign poster, which was launched today to coincide with his announcement, actually has no mention of the word Bush. It's just Jeb with an exclamation point after it. It could be a blessing, though, in terms of big money donations. The Bush name, it's a political dynasty, and with it come a lot of supporters with very deep pockets. So that'll be important as the campaign pushes on in terms of finding money for advertising to take on the top opponents.
Interesting, though, that neither his father or brother, two former Bush presidents, were actually at this launch.
I think that's probably by design. You know, one of the phrases that Jeb Bush used in his announcement was that America deserves better. And I think he's really fashioning himself as somebody who's got his own story and somebody that can take America forward. When you think of the Bush name, many people you ask think of the past. And that's certainly something that Hillary Clinton is also facing as well as she continues her campaign on the Democratic side. You know, these are both names from the past. And if Hillary Clinton were to be matched up against Jeb Bush, then that would certainly bring up lots of questions of nepotism, about the health of the political system in the United States when you have these two internationally famous, politically powerful dynasties running against each other for America's top office again. What does that say? And by not having either of the former Bush presidents present, I think they're in some way giving Jeb Bush some space to try to make his own case.
Thank you very much for that. Our correspondent in Florida, Steve Mort.